USA News Update. I'm Tim Berg. The Senate voted to deem both articles of impeachment against Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas as unconstitutional, cutting the trial short without any votes to convict or acquit. This as Senate Republicans, including Senator Eric Schmidt from Missouri, are crying foul over the Democratic leader's antics.
To dismiss or table articles of impeachment against Secretary Mayorkas without a trial here today or in committee is an unprecedented move by Senator Schumer. Never before in the history of our republic has the Senate dismissed or tabled articles of impeachment when the impeached individual was alive and had not resigned.
Boeing is facing allegations of concealing significant safety issues, as testified by their quality engineer and whistleblower, Sam Sapor, in a Senate hearing on Wednesday.
I literally saw people jumping on the pieces of the airplane to get them to align. I call it the Tarzan effect, among other improper methods.
He adds that Boeing's 787 Dreamliner is unsafe to fly due to assembly flaws. We're learning more about the seven people selected so far in the jury in Donald Trump's New York trial. The jury foreman is a Harlem salesman originally from Ireland. Other jurors include an oncology nurse, an IT consultant, a software engineer, a charter school teacher, and the other two are lawyers. Court is in recess Wednesday, and the jury selection process resumes Thursday. The popular weight loss drug Zepbound also appears to help with obstructive sleep apnea. That's according to drug maker Eli Lilly. Ford is recalling over 456,000 Bronco Sport and Maverick pickup trucks due to a powertrain problem. This is USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how come you don't throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. Well, with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant! And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins, are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Buy machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
The House GOP Committee on Education and the Workforce is holding another hearing on Wednesday regarding allegations of anti-Semitism in college. At the hearing, North Carolina Republican Congresswoman Virginia Fox says anti-Semitism is a threat to civil rights.
We're headed down a dark path if we cannot agree on basic shared moral values, such as the implication of calls for genocide.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is calling on Congress to pass a supplemental spending package in order to support foreign allies like Israel and Ukraine. He appeared before House Appropriations Subcommittee to discuss his request for the Department of Defense's fiscal 2025 budget.
The most important thing that we can do right now is to pass a supplemental, and that will provide us the opportunity to continue to provide security assistance to Israel.
Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass has a fairly straightforward message when it comes to the city's homelessness crisis. She's asking wealthy people to help house the homeless. In Bass's State of the City address, the mayor announcing the LA4LA initiative, which will lean on the city's wealthy to house over 40,000 homeless people. Bass had a previous program deemed Inside Safe that placed 2,000 people indoors, and the mayor said that the homeless program is still evolving. For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.